Do you remember the 1992 television commercial, "I Want to Be Like Mike"? Have you ever said those words, "I want to be like"? Fill in the name. As a young child, it may be a superhero. We get a little older and it becomes the prettiest girl in school or the boy who is captain of the sports teams. A professional athlete, a movie, or rock star. Most of us can assign a name to any of these categories, and the name we assign is usually not our own. As we experience life, we mature, and those thoughts may change to the family who has a great financial portfolio, good health, and their kids are all successful and independent. Now, the flip side to the coin of "I want to be like" is, why can't everyone be like me? I recognize this pattern in my own disturbing reaction to current events. Why can't they wear a mask like I do? Why can't they vote for the same candidate I do? Why can't they cut their grass when I do? Why don't they? Come on, you have your own list, don't you? Then I read a passage from chapter 9 in the book of Romans. Why did you make me like this? Does not the potter have the right to make out of the same lump of clay some pottery for special purposes and some for common use? Now, I am not excusing all behaviors, and I'm not demanding your thoughts need to change. But look at the envy we sometimes have for others, when we might have the ability, the resources, the talents to be used for good right where we are. If we believe in a creator who wants the best for us, then I don't need to be someone else. You don't need to be someone else. We can simply follow that slogan of the U.S. Army, be all you can be. And how much better will the pieces fit together? The future may look brighter beyond 2 minutes more.